Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the California Angels and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting fifth. The DH, Reggie Jackson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Boone. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Pitching for the California Angels, Tommy John. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Almon. Batting third. The center fielder, Davey Lopes. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fifth. The DH, Jeff Burrows. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Donnie Hill. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve McCaddy. And now, play ball. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carew moves to second. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pettis. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson moves to third. One out. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing strikes out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Boone and he is safe. Heath steals second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heath moves to third. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lopes. Schofield reaches second base with a double. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 0 for 1 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schofield moves to third. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a pop-up towards first. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 1 in the game. DeCinces strikes out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Lynn moves to third. Downing moves to second. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lopes hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 1 in the game. Burrows hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burrows moves to second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Schofield hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 0 for 2 in the game. Pettis hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carew moves to second. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 2 in the game. DeCinces hits a pop-up towards short. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Ray Burris now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wilfong strikes out. Two outs. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 2 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lopes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of John's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Schofield strikes out. One out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 0 for 3 in the game. Pettis strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carew moves to second. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 3 in the game. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bill Caudill now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Downing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Wilfong reaches second base with a double. There goes Downing trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Wilfong moves to third. Two outs. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Boone and he is out, Wilfong applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jerry Naran pinch hits for Dick Schofield. Dwayne Murphy now playing center field. Jerry Naran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naran hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Angels, 1, Athletics, 1. Juan Beniquez pinch hits for Gary Pettis. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. Lynn strikes out. There goes Carew. The throw from Heath to Hill, and Carew is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Juan Beniquez now playing center field. Rob Picciolo now playing shortstop. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murphy moves to third. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Murphy scores. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 2, and California Angels, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.